Hello everyone, I'm Xiaoru Yuan from Peking. So I'm gonna present this course paper with He Xiao, Hanqi Guo, and Pei Hong Guo, all my students, and Wes and Jian Huang from TNSC, and Yongxian Zhang from China Earthquake Network Center. So first, thank you very much for coming that early to this talk. So this talk is about earthquake. Our paper, we concern the earthquake. Actually, earthquake is not real nowadays, and we can see a lot of newspaper. Actually, yesterday, I watched the news. There also earthquake in Indonesia. However, it's pretty difficult to understand the earthquake. Earthquake happened underneath, like hundreds of miles underneath, and we can see from that global map, and in China and also the coastal region of the United States, it's very frequently happened. Due to the data, the lackness, and also lack of analysis capacity, current days we still are very, very difficult to understand what's going on underneath. And although we frequently encounter that earthquake, the data is because compared to the frequency of the earthquake, or like in a certain region, and the earthquake may be happen like a few hundred years once, but it's not sufficient historical data recorded by a human being. And only recently we have very full record of the earthquake seismic event, the catalog data. And there are also a lot of factors contribute to the seismic event which we are not knowing at all. So more recently, people like from the earthquake research community, they have a hypothesis that there are certain signal we could detect using satellite. It might be able to get correlated with the earthquake happen underneath. And even there's a special satellite launched by French called Demeter Data. So our effort is we want to establish a visualization tool or visualization system. We want to combine that earthquake catalog data, which is the scientists they frequently look at, with the satellite-based observational data into a single framework. So then we can find out the correlation and or test the hypothesis. So this effort, actually we use the MODIS data, not the Demeter data yet for the test, and then we also have the earthquake catalog data put together. So in the next part of my talk, I'm gonna first introduce the system briefly and talk about a few features. And I'm gonna also talk about what kind of data we have used. And then I will give a few system details about our visualization. It includes the 3D view and also timeline view and also a multi-spectrum view. And I can also talk a little about future work. So the data, the first part is from one of our course, Yongxian Zhang. He's working in Earthquake Network Center at China. The catalog data, we collect all the catalog data record from January 1st, 1970 until this year, early this year. Altogether, we have almost 500,000 individual events. And the satellite data we get is from University of Tennessee. They produce and get this MODIS data. Actually, we select a few spectrum, so we didn't get everything, and we do a little downsampling. This is not because we could not process it, because that time we transfer data like from United States to China, and the network is very slow, so we use a simple part. So altogether, we collect around 10 years of the data, and the sampling is around 1 kilometer resolution. Altogether, we have around 200 time steps. So the data size is around 60 gigabyte. So our system, we want to integrate that two different data together, that catalog data of seismic and the observational satellite data. Because one data, the seismic catalog data, they are each a single individual event. And the observational data is more like a sequence of images with a multi-spectrum. So we want to put them together into a single visualization system. And then we also want to look at the multi-spectral data of that satellite data. So for example, we want to find out the correlation. Then we design a high-dimensional transfer function. I'm going to talk about more details later. And then the visualization is also scalable, like in terms of the data size and also the visualization output display size. So this is our interface. So from that interface, we can see we have a few windows. So for the rightest one is the 3D view of that. This is a satellite observational data, and those actually each point represent one single individual seismic event or like one earthquake strike. And here, this is the timeline window we used to quickly find out certain region the scientists who are interested in, and then they can jump into that time span and look at. And then this part is about like how we look at those multi-spectral the satellite data and do certain comparison of a different earthquake. So the design is like this way. We have the catalog data and the models data. So we put them together into a single viewer, and then we also have transfer function. We can look at multiple high spectrum image together, and then finally we put them together. We can do a certain comparison. So first, we have this FOX plus context seismic catalog data viewer. Since the data viewer, we want to look at the whole data set, and we also want to provide an access which provide a very quick view into a certain small span of time. Then we have this design. So in this design here, we have two parts. So the bottom part actually is overview of the whole catalog data. This start from 1970 until this year. And then we can have a subset of window which display it here. And then we can have, we could see more details. So this is a histogram. We can see the frequency of the earthquake. And then each individual dot here represents one earthquake strike. So the higher the dot and the color, if it's close to a red, it means the high magnitude. And then this window is like which part of the data we're going to view in that 3D viewer I'm going to introduce in the two slides later. So this is the magnified view. We can see an animation here. So the animation here, we actually map all those catalog data and along this z-axis. So this is the time, and then when this is the later time, this is the early time. So when the time goes by, actually the catalog data, each point represents one earthquake stroke. They like a ring falling on the ground, and then we also put that seismic data as image mapping on the ground. And then we can select which data we want to set. So this is a pretty simple one. And then from here, actually, we can do a certain selection. This is the demo, like how we make a quick selection. So here we can have a very quick change. We found out approximately which year we are looking at. And then here we could do some fine-tuning. And then this bar indicates the current time. And then this one is already passed, so those the seismic data, they're gonna deposit on the ground, and then this part, actually this is all those points fly in the air. And then if we move this one, we can see how this earthquake, the seismic evolved. Okay, then by our 3D view, actually we could have some quick observation about the seismic event. For example, in that 1976, there's two very famous, actually very large earthquake in China. One is the Tangshan earthquake. Another one is happened in Sichuan. And then from this way, we can quickly identify what's the feature there and what's the difference. So this is another one from Sichuan, actually it's 2 years ago. So, and then we can identify this seismic event, and then we use the lines to connect all those individual strikes. So we could do a visual comparison by our tool. We can compare that two events. One is the Tangshan event. In that event, a lot of people died. Actually, there's another event, and much, much less people died. And the city, actually, they have almost a similar population. And the earthquake magnitude is also similar. So what makes the difference? If we look at that two sequence visualized by our system, and then we can find for the Tangshan earthquake, and then first, actually the first strike here is the largest one, the red one. And then for that Haicheng earthquake, actually there's a few very small strike, and then followed by the major strike. So from that pattern, actually, we can easily find out why that two earthquake, they have a very, very different consequence. And then we also consider for the satellite data, we have multiple spectrum, and then we want to look at them simultaneously, and we want to do the comparison. After that, we want to correlate such an image with the earthquake seismic event. So we provide two image viewer methods. So first one, we use a spreadsheet. So this is a timeline, and this is the variable. So different spectrum, and then we could look at before the earthquake and after earthquake, what happened. But at the same time, the scientists, they may also want to look at a single data, a single image. That image encode all the information of that multi-spectrum, and then they may only need to compare two images before the earthquake or after the earthquake instead of compare multiple image or sequence of image of a different spectrum. Then we introduce this interface, use the payload coordinates together with dimension reduction. So we map the image pixel into this payload coordinates, and then we also project those high-dimensional data of each image pixel onto this MDS, multi-dimensional scaling. And then the user could select certain region from here and then identify feature and then do the coloring. After that one, they could do a quick transfer function and then recolor all those satellite image. After the recoloring, the scientist can do the comparison. So this is the one example. So this is the same data, and then the user, they can select certain part and do that coloring, or like they can select another region and have a different coloring. The, how to do the selection and do the coloring, it depends on the scientist's selection. They have domain knowledge. So let's look at how people. So the working process is like here from that map. We select a region, and this region, actually, we have a multi-spectrum of this satellite image, and then they got mapped into that payload coordinates. And then we can also like adjust the weighting of a different spectrum band. So we could find out different distribution of that high-dimensional data and to a 2D. After we have finished the adjustment, we can select a certain region and then apply color. So see here, we select that region. And then this is that part of pixel happening here. Actually, this is the combination of that six channels. So we could select another part. Yeah, after we finish that color transfer, then we have we could use a single image to represent that multi-spectrum satellite image, satellite observational data. And then after this one, we can overlay that seismic event all that dot, each one represent one earthquake strike onto that one, and then this is during the earthquake, this is before the earthquake, this is after the earthquake. Then the scientists, they can do that comparison. So actually, for summary, our work is we mainly want to establish a system which integrate different type of data. That's the seismic catalog data and the satellite data. And according to the hypothesis, people can find out a certain correlation between them. Although, like from our current system, the earthquake scientists, research, they are still working on, like find out, they want to find out more. But it's already proved by the scientists. Actually, they use it in their workflow and make their work much easier and quicker. And we hope they could find out more like information. And then we also use a high-dimensional transfunction applied to the multi-spectral data set, so make it more convenient to look at that satellite observational data. Actually, we also use it extended to a volume visualization, which is in a poster. We can see it outside. So for the next step, actually, we want to integrate more data set. For example, this precursory data and this is collected by the earthquake network for many years. And then they also, the Demeter data, which is the satellite specially launched for that earthquake observation. And in China 2013, there's one special satellite we launched to follow that Demeter satellite. So we're gonna follow those data and see how could integrate all those data into our system. And then we also want to integrate a more powerful visualization analysis tools, for example, regular expression-based visualization. Since currently, our tool is mainly a viewer, and then we use multidimensional data transfunction to do a certain analysis, but it seems it's not enough. We want to make it more powerful and provide more tools to the scientist. So this data, this work, is from our team and also from University of Tennessee and also from the Earthquake Network Center. And this is funded by those fundings, so I would like to thank those funding. So finally, I want to make one comment is that in the earthquake research, it's a little surprising for me that they, although they handle such a large data, and then normally they use very, very simple GIS kind of tools for their data exploration and data handling. And our tools, actually, at the beginning, I feel it's quite simple, but we found out it's pretty helpful for them. And the major part is like how to put different data together into a uniform framework, then they can like have a continuous flow and very quickly to find out what they are interested in and get a certain output. So it's useful in their data processing and useful in their regular working flow. And it's also quite useful for their data presentation because for the earthquake scientists, after they have certain finding or like they have a certain discovery, they want to present those results to the government, and then how to convince the government agent. There's like a certain thing they want to like take a certain action. So it's quite important we have a certain visual tool for this one. So that's all for my talk. Thank you. I would like to take questions.
Microphone here. Questioners should say their name and affiliation.
Hi, this is Amit from SDSC. I'm curious about this entire work, actually. It's a worthwhile goal to actually integrate multi aspects of data sets into one environment, but it's not clear how combining the different seismic events with the MODIS data is actually leading you to find something which is useful, mm-hmm. and how does that correlate with the events themselves? Because there is a lot of things going on. They don't match temporally. the transfer function is doing something, what are the design choices being made to actually compare them? Other thing is, when you're comparing two events, why is it better to compare them in 3D whereas plotting two 2D plots of seismograms, because that's all you have. So I'm curious about how this whole integration is useful. Could you provide an example what things you have discovered which you probably didn't know earlier with this tool?
Okay, so first, actually we use Modis data is that because that time the Demeter data is not ready yet, so we use that example to show the capability of our system. And then according to the scientists, actually they have quite a clear, strong evidence that the data collected by the Demeter satellite, they can show some evidence, like the change between the earthquake and the after that. So for example, if there's an earthquake, and then from the data collected by the Demeter satellite, there's a very big change in the local density. Or like we can see from the image, there's a very large shift. And then this one, actually, there are a few papers, they found certain occasion. For example, in Wenchuan earthquake happened in 2008, they found out a certain evidence. And then our method actually is we provide rather than they can overlay that earthquake each seismic event and with that observational data, then we can actually find out what happened before and after, and then they can quite flexibly select the range and then select the timeline. This is the one usage. The another one is from earthquake scientists. They also have certain observations that before the earthquake, there are certain special geometry arrangement of that the each individual earthquake happened. For example, they may find out before the earthquake, there's a certain area we found out that a small earthquake strike, they a cross or a small band. And this is a few, not a very strict theory, but they have certain findings. And then they are looking for convenient tool to help them to discover more of such patterns. And for such patterns, actually it's pretty difficult to use that machine learning method. And so we hope this one could also help them. And then in terms of we want to do the comparison, and we can either do 3D, we can also do the 2D. So both way is all possible.
Okay. Just a follow-up question. Do you have the Demeter data in the system yet?
Actually, we have already almost finished the process of the Demeter data.
But you did not show that.
Yeah, it's not there yet because the Demeter data, they have a very different property. This Demeter data is not take a whole image of the Earth's surface. What they did is they are a sensor. They fly through the atmosphere and then they sample along their path. So for that one, it actually is a sequence of that sensing point. And then we need to do a very special interpolation for that data set. And then there are a few difficult math we need to apply it to make the data usable.